according to our needs. Father, it is you that sent a messenger in our day. Heavenly Father, because you know the greatest need and the purpose why we're still around here is for the change of our bodies. And Lord, there is a need for a message, Father, that is capable of changing the transformation power which you have also sent to us in this hour. Lord, tonight, as we commit ourselves into your hands, come, Father, I pray, and work in our lives. We don't want to go back home the same way we came. I pray, Father, that something good will happen in our lives today, because you told us that whenever you come, something good is going to happen. Forgive our sins and trespasses, Lord. I pray that the blood of Jesus Christ will be sufficient tonight to cleanse all our sin and all our trespasses, to make us ready for fellowship with Almighty God. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful that we could be around. Bless each brother and sister that's in divine presence tonight. I pray, Lord God Almighty, that something good will happen to them. And Father, I want to commit the preacher of the word into your hands, Lord. Father, I want to pray that you anoint him so richly, Father, so that we might be blessed tonight. I want to pray, O God, that you push him one side so that the greatest gift that there is, that you can use a human being to preach to another human being, may it be fulfilled, Lord, because it is you that takes over, so that at the end of it all, Father, we shall forever give thee praises and honor. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness. We commit all into your hands in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated tonight. All the way from India, in a town called Warangal, in India. This is Pastor Mark. Amen. So, first time, this is his second time coming into Zimbabwe. Yeah, Brother Noel Takoza went to India the other time.
I'm so glad to see all you in the house of the Lord. I am Pastor Mark from India.
Pastor Mark from India.
And my native place is, my town is called Warangal.
Warangal.
And this is the second time I'm visiting to Zimbabwe. Last time I came in the month of April. And I attended one marriage here. Pastor Chesa has called me just to see how the marriage will be done here.
Pastor Chesa vanga vandana kuti ndizoona kuti munoita sei muchato kunoko.
But because of the tight schedule,
asi nekuda kuhuronga vanga vakati manikidzike,
I was unable to come to your church.
Handira kukwanisa kuya kuzokuparidzirai kuchechi kwenyu.
But once again, by the grace of the Lord,
asi zvekare nenyasha dzaMwari,
God has provided a way for me.
Mwari vandiita kuti ndikwanise
to come unto you and to minister the word of God.
Uya kwamuri ndishumire shoko raMwari.
And especially I thank you to Pastor Chesa,
kunyanya ndoda kutenda Pastor Chesa,
who has invited me,
vandikoka,
and he has opened his pulpit for me,
uye vazarura pulpit yavo kwandiri.
And I believe that this will be a blessing light to all of us.
Ndinotenda kuti ichavaropafadzo kwatiri tose.
And also I thank you to Pastor Matanga,
uye ndoda kutendawo Pastor Matanga,
who has invited me second time to Zim,
vakandikoka rwepiri kuZimbabwe,
for his conventions,
kuconvention yavo.
So next week the conventions are going on there.
Ndoya gungano riri kutanga kwarusape.
So before week I came here.
Viki satraiti kadauya kunoku.
So that I can visit some of the churches.
Kuti ndiboshanyira dzimwe dzemakereke ari kuno.
And also I thank you to Pastor Noel Takoza.
Ndakutendawo zvekare Pastor Noel Takoza.
Who was a person who introduced me in Zim.
Anova munhu akandizivisa kuno kuZimbabwe.
And I believe that Pastor Chesa will be coming to India.
Ndotenda kuti Pastor Chesa vachauya kuIndia.
Surely.
Yeah, chokwadi.
God will provide the way.
Mwari vachaita nzira yekuti
vauye kuIndia. The Lord carries. Because I heard that he has came to Dubai. And Dubai is very near to India. And I also gone to Dubai in the same place where brother preached. So may the Lord willing, we will pray that the Lord will open the doors that your pastor can come to us and minister the word of God there
also.
See, I'm taking the permission from your church. Because if I ask him that, oh, my church, I'm busy, this thing, that thing, I know I'm also pastor. That's the reason I'm giving the open invitation whoever wants that your pastor to come to India to minister the word of God to bride, just raise your hand. See, all your congregation. So I believe that God will open the doors for us. And before going to the word, to preach the word, I want to share my testimony. Last time, wherever I went, I have shared my testimony. And this time also, I want to share my testimony. And before going to the word, we will do that one. Please be seated down. You know, I think many people don't know about India. Prophet Branham has visited India in 1954 in the month of
September.
India is a very big country. It is the second largest population in the world. The first one is the China. And the second one is the India. 1.3 billion people.
1.3 billion.
And your Zimbabwe will only fit in our province. We have 26 provinces like that.
India ine 26 ma province.
It's a very big country. And 90% are
Hindus.
If you count the Christianity, it will be 2%. Very, very few. And the culture and the civilization is completely Hinduism. I was a person who was born in a Hindu family. Actually, my name is not Mark. When I was baptized, the pastor has changed my name. And he named me as a Mark. But before that, when I was born, my parents has given me name Nagender.
Nagender.
Yeah. Thank you. the meaning is snake god. You know, in Hinduism names, it will be the names of a goddesses. They will put the goddesses' names, God's names. So it was a snake god, actually. And I born in a Hindu family, so I rise up as a Hindu. Every day going to the temples, idol worshipping, knowing not the real God, because we are all from Hindus. And all my family lineage is also Hindu. Nobody was a Christian. So when I was studying in the 11th class, my age is 16 years at the time. I started going to college. Higher school has finished. And went to college. In the college, I met a friend who was converted just before that year. And he introduced himself as a Christian to me. And when he has introduced me as a Christian, you know, in India, we see Christians very low. Because they said this is a foreign god. In Zim, you don't have the caste system. Caste system. You tell caste system. Caste system, yeah. It's like a tribes. What you call here is
a...
See, we have a lower class people, middle class people, upper class people. For them, we will call the caste system. And many Christians are from lower class people. That's the reason the upper class people who are the Hindus, staunch Hindus, they will never allow them to their homes. They will never allow them to their homes. Their houses will be from outside of the village or town or city. Whatever it is outside. Because they think that they are the castaway people. But Christianity has become very famous in those people only. I came from upper caste family. So if anybody says I'm a Christian, our mind will be thinking in another way. And he introduced himself as a, my friend introduced as us that I'm a Christian. I said, okay, it is college, no, everybody will be there. All religions will be there. Jainism will be, Jains people will be there, Buddhism will be there, Hindus will be there, Muslims will be there.
Alright, sorry.
Christians will be there.
Makristo,
so I thought, okay, he's one of them. But what he has done, he started telling about Jesus to me. He was sharing his gospel about Jesus to me. And I was arguing with him. And I was telling that you are born in India, in a country which is having a lot of gods. And you are telling that foreign God is a real God. And I was just arguing with him many weeks. And lastly, our argument has finished like this. He said to me that Jesus will talk with you. And he asked me a question to me. You have done idol worship to many gods. Has any god speak with you? I said, no, nobody. Then he said that my Jesus will speak with you. That was a challenge. That was a challenge between me and him. Then I said, okay, then if Jesus speaks, then I will believe that God. Then tell me what I have to do. He has told me that you have to do the prayer. And you have to quit all your idol worship. Then I said, okay, I will quit all idol worship for 1 month. I will do time to Jesus for 1 month. And whatever you says, I'm ready to do it. And I said, okay, what I have to do else? He said that you must not see those TVs programs and those cinemas, those Hollywood too, this thing, that thing. I'm the person that every day I will go to the temple. Because every day there is a special God. That's true what I'm saying. On Monday, that God. And Tuesday, this God. Wednesday, that God. So I have to quit for 1 month.
I said,
okay, I will do it. But he said, how to pray? That is not possible in my home. If you come to my home right now also, I mean my brothers and my father, my mother, you will see all the idols there. On the walls. Every goddess photos will be there. I said, it is impossible for me to do the prayer there. Then he said, then you come to my room. He took a small room as a rent. I only, because he was from out of town, I only rented him that smaller room. He came for the studies. Into my town. So he said, okay, you come and you tell to your mother that you are studying. So come to my room and we will pray together. So I told to my mommy and my daddy that I'm going for the special studies. So I'm going to
room.
And started going to his room. I want to explain where his room is. Ground floor owners will be staying. Ground floor. Staunch Hindus. And up on the floor, on the first floor, there are some rooms. Actually, it is a family house. There is a bedroom, there is a kitchen, there is a hall.
Bedroom, kitchen,
and for Hindus, they will be having a separate room for idol worship. It's a separate room. They will keep it separate. For to do the idol worship. So that my friend took a rent of one bedroom. And beside that bedroom, there we call it is a puja room. Puja means worship. It's a worship room. It is a Hindu's room. So I was going to his room. And every morning at 4 o'clock, I had to get up and I had to pray. He said that you have to pray every morning 4 o'clock. That is the best time. That is the best time that God will hear your prayers. I said, okay, I will do it. But he said that I will not join you, but you pray. Because you challenge it with God. And you do it personally. So I said, but you will get the disturbance when I do the prayer here. He said, go to that idol worship room and pray there. Oh my goodness. When I gone there, all the idols were just staying there like this. And I was kneeling down in front of that and praying to Jesus. That was a wonderful experience. And I was praying every day. I don't know nothing to pray because I don't know anything. I was just telling, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, glory, amen, glory, amen, glory, talk with me. Jesus, talk with me. Because I don't know how to do the prayer also. So after 15 days, still Jesus didn't appear to me. Then I asked my friend, where is your Jesus? Where is your Jesus? You told me to quit all these things. I stopped everything. And you said that Jesus will speak with you. And he asked a question to me. How many days you are given to Jesus? 1 month. And he asked me, then how many days finish? Maybe 15-16 days. Then there are more days. And every morning I'm praying like that. One day I'm praying because it is a Hindu's house, no? I'm switch offing my light. I'm putting the torch inside. And I'm praying so that nobody can hear.
Oh, sorry. Ndai dzima light ndoisa chihuri kuita kuti pashaya anondinzwa.
So that nobody can saw me.
Pashaya anondiona.
One day I'm praying like that.
Ndimwe zuva ndichinamata saizvozvo.
I heard a sound.
Ndakanzwa ruzha.
It is coming from window side.
Rwaibva ne side reku window.
That windows.
Window iroro.
No balcony is there that side.
Hakuna balcony kuside ikoko ku window.
But somebody is knocking.
Asi pane ainoka manje pa window ipapo.
I stopped my prayer.
Ndo ndatomira kunamata.
I was really feared.
Ndanga ndakutya manje kuti ndiana runoka pamusoro
kuhwi. Because who will come from that side?
Ndiana anga bve pasi kunonoka padenga pa
pesi. There is no way at all.
Hakuna mumwe munhu anokwanisa kuzvita.
There is no balcony, there is no way.
Hakuna nzira yacho kuti yekuti anoke pa window pamusoro munhu.
And I heard that my friend told me that about Satan, about devils.
Ndakanzwa shamwari yangu achitaura pamusoro pemadimoni na Satan.
I thought this may be a devil.
Satan changamire vaya vauya manje ndo
anokupa. Today I'm finished.
Nasi ndapera pangu papera.
So immediately I got up.
Ndakabanda.
And opened the door.
Ndamuka ndavhura
door. Rushed into other room.
Ndavanda mhanya ku room
and slept.
Ndavanda rara.
Fearing. And I was in such confusion that I have to continue the prayer or not. Because devils are coming. I was thinking the devils are coming. And if any devil come and it will possess me, what are you to do? So I was in confusion. But at last I thought like this. My friend told that Jesus is a powerful God. He will protect me. So then I decided to pray. And I prayed a few days. And after that, one day I got an experience, supernatural experience. I was praying. Light was switched off.
Light ndakadzima.
Nobody was in the room.
Hapana ari muroom yandiri kunamata.
It was completely dark.
Ma muri murima
muchero. Idols were on
zvipunzo zvakazviri kwese kwese mandai namatira.
And I was praying.
Ndiri kunamata.
Suddenly my room became light.
Kamwe kamwe muroom yandiri makava nechiedza.
I thought who has switched on lights. Nobody can come. Because I only latch it here inside. So nobody can open the
door.
Then I opened my eyes. And when I opened my eyes, I am seeing Jesus in front of me. I thought maybe it is some dream. So I closed my eyes. Still I'm seeing the light. Still I'm seeing the Jesus in front of me. And I opened my eyes once again. Still he is there. And he's talking like this. I am the only God. There is no other God. I am the creator. I elected you for a purpose. You know, I don't know anything about election, purpose, ministry, this thing, that thing. And he was telling, and Jesus was talking with me. I elected you for my ministry. You are going to be a minister for me. I was confusing. And at the same time, my mind was running with some thoughts. Because there are some idols are there. Who previously I have done worship to them. And I was thinking, why those idols are not coming up and saying, we are also gods?
I'm telling true, real. I was thinking, why these idols are not talking? Jesus is talking, but these idols are not. Oh my goodness.
Oh,
and Jesus talked so many things at that day. And after that experience, I went to my friend's room and woke up him and told my supernatural experience. He said that God has called you for his ministry. I said, actually, I'm a Hindu converted. It is a big thing that to convert to Christianity is a big thing to me. And you are saying that I'm going to do the ministry to Jesus. That will be not possible. I want to become an engineer. That is my goal. And if I want to do the ministry also, my parents will never accept it. My family, whole family, they will never accept it. All my relatives, outcast me from them. But he just laughed and said, the time will tell that what you will become. And after that, every day I'm doing prayer. Every day I'm coming to my friend's room, reading the Bible, praying. I was very good student in school, actually. I was a leader. I used to give tuitions to my friends in mathematics, in science. So much clever. But after this experience, I was unable to concentrate on the studies. 11th class failed. It was the first time in my life I failed in examinations. My parents were very, very upset. You are a first class student, how you become like this? 12th class also failed. I was unable to put my concentration in the studies. Every time I want to pray, I want to read the Bible. And by the grace of the Lord, God has given some gifts to me. Just to cast out the devils. Praying for the sick. They will be recovering immediately. So God started using me in denominations. I don't know the message of the hour at that time. I was just going to one denomination, Pentecostal denomination. And I baptized there in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Because I don't know the truth. 1 year it went like that. And I was very famous in denominations. All the pastors are calling me on Sundays to preach in their pulpits. Because I have the gifts. And I know how the gifts operates. I know how this denomination evangelists or pastors who operate the gifts. So after 1 year like that, I came out from my home because there is no chance that I can stay with them. They got an information that I have become a Christian. And they asked that you decide yourself, you want to be a Hindu, you can be with us, or if you want to be a Christian, you can go out. So I gone out. And I took a small room rent and just praying to the Lord. At that time, I got the message of the hour. One brother, he has brought the message to me. But My problem was, you know what is the first message he has given to me? It was the anointed ones at the end time. Which is a blast for me. Because I want to become a famous. I want to be like T.L. Osborne. I want to be like Renard Bonkay. Oh, there are so many other preachers at that time. I want to become like that. But when I read that message, first few pages, it was punching me.
Five-fold ministry.
And I closed that one. And I kept it in the somewhere. I said, I will never go to that book. I don't know this preacher, but he's just punching me on my face. Because Brother Branham says everybody is a false Christ, everybody is a false anointing. All these preachers in denominations are false anointings. Oh, that was that is over to me. But after that, once again I got inspiration to read that message. Then I took and started reading. Same thing. Same thing is going on. I thought that, oh my goodness, this message will never fit me. And so many other denomination pastors, they already told that, don't read that message. And the brother who has given that message also, he's not having a good life. Not having a good testimony. So all this was affecting me. And I was unable to understand what prophet is saying. So one day I decide like this. I will pray for this matter. I will ask the Lord, if it is true, God will reveal to me. If it is false, God will take out that from me. So I was crying and I was praying, Lord, I am in confusion. What I have to do now? I came out from my Hinduism. You call me. But now I am in confusion. What I have to believe? And I prayed, I prayed, I prayed. Cried. And I slept. I got a dream. In the dream, I don't have time to explain the dream, but I will tell. In the dream, God spoke once again to me. And he said, this is the truth. The message of the hour is the truth. So immediately I went to that pastor, rebaptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and started reading these books. And when I started reading these books, the message is coming from that message only. Because I'm a denominational preacher, actually. But when they're hearing that I'm telling about the baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I was very famous in denomination. And they started closing the doors to me. They don't want that one. And after that, I started a small youth fellowship. And like the young people, they used to come, we used to pray. And I will be preaching to them. And they used to take the baptism. Like that, we started a small youth fellowship. And after that, we started establishing some churches in some areas. And many churches we established. Almost 10 to 15 churches we established. And by the grace of the Lord, the brothers who are with me, I only baptized them. I have told the message of the hour to them. And I have ordained them as pastors in the churches. And I married them also to some pastors. I only married them. Myself, I was not married. But I was doing all these things. And it was 25 years now I was in this message. By the grace of the Lord, I have gone to all over India, almost many places, especially in my province. I will be going and helping the pastors there, giving some Bible studies, special meetings, evangelical meetings. So by the God's grace, I came to Zimbabwe also.
Yeah.
And I'm not Nagender now, I'm Mark. I'm not Nagender, but now I'm Mark. Nagender has been died already. I'm now Mark. Even I changed my name in government also. As a Mark. Because
Mark.
I want to be identified everywhere. That I'm a
Mark.
Amen.
Amen.
Still, my family has not converted. They are still staunch Hindus. And I'm married in 1999. A Christian girl, she is also a message of the hour. And by God's grace, God has given two kids to us. The elder one is called William Mark. And he is now studying 11th class. And the youngest one is Stephen Mark. Now he is studying
7th grade.
So please pray for our family, for our ministry. We will do the same thing for you also.
Okay.
So let's go to the Word of God now. I want to give some of the things from the Bible. I don't have any new message. No, sir, I didn't bring any new message. This is the old wine. Do you know what is the goodness in old wine? When the wine becomes old, it will become more strong. And then it will become more strong. And the person who was drinking that wine, he will get more stimulation. So I brought the old wine here, which our prophet brought. This message is not from America. This message is not from India. This message is not from Africa. Not from Europe. But it is from heaven. And it was a seventh star has brought this message to us. Amen.
Amen.
So I want to speak a small subject. And I want to take the text from Gospel of John. From the 4th chapter.
John chapter 4.
From 6 verse 2. 26. Please, can you read in your language for the saving of the time?
6:26.
Yeah, 6:26.
Simera Jacobo rakanga riripo. Zvino Jesu aneta nokufamba ndokugara zvake patsime yaiva nguva inenge ichitanhatu. Zvino mumwe mukadzi ipapo mukadzi Musamaria akati kwaari, ko iwe muJudha, unokumbira seiko kwandiri kunwa ini mukadzi weSamaria, nokuti vaJudha havafambidzani navaSamaria. Jesu akapindura akati kwaari, dai waiziya chipo chaMwari uye kuti ndiani unoti kwauri ndipeiwo ndinwe, ungadai waikumbira kwaari akakupa mvura mhenyu. Mukadzi akati kwaari, Ishe, hamuna chamungachera nacho. Tsime rakadzika, zvino mvura mhenyu mungaiwanepiko? Ko muri mukuru kuna baba vedu Jakobo vakatipa tsime iri vakanwa pariri vamene navanakomana vavo nezvipfuyo zvavo. Jesu akapindura akati kwaari, mumwe nomumwe unonwa mvura iyi uchava nenyotazve. Asi ani nani unonwa mvura yandichamupa ini haazovi nenyota nokusingaperi. Asi mvura yandichamupa ichava mukati make tsime remvura inovaira kuupenyu husingaperi. Mukadzi akati kwaari, ndipei mvura iyi kuti ndirege kuzova nenyota kana kuuya kuchera pano. Jesu akati kwaari, enda unodana murume wako ugouya pano. Mukadzi akapindura akati kwaari, handina ano murume. Jesu akati kwaari, wareva zvakanaka zvawati handino murume, nokuti watove navarume vashanu uye wauinaye zvino haasi murume wako. Apo wareva zvokwadi. Mukadzi akati kwaari, ishe, ndinoona kuti muri muprofita. Madzibaba edu ainamata pagomo iri, imi munoti muJerusarema ndimo munofanira kunamatwa. Jesu akati kwaari, mai, nditende kuti nguva inouya yamusingazonamati baba pagomo iro kana paJerusarema. Imi munonamata chamusingazivi, isu tinonamata chatinoziva, nokuti ruponeso runobva kuna kuvaJudha. Asi nguva inouya zvino yatovapo yokuti vanonamata nezvokwadi vachanamata baba mumweya nezvokwadi, nokuti baba vanotsvaka vakadaro kuzomunamata. Mwari ndimweya, vanomunamata vanofanira kumunamata mumweya nemuzvokwadi. Zvino mukadzi akati kwaari, ndinoziva kuti Mesiasi anouya unonzi Kristu. Kana iye asvika uchativudza zvose. Jesu akati kwaari, ini ndinotaura newe ndini iye.
May the Lord add his blessings to reading of his word.
Mwari wawedzere maropafadzo mwe kushukurawo. Tigare zvedu pasi.
You may be seated.
Ngatigarei pasi zvedu.
Tonight I want to take a subject called
Manerano da kutora chidzidzo chinoti
The revealing of Christ
kuzarurwa kuiswa pachena kwaKristu
to Gentiles
kumarudzi ekunze.
I want to speak on that subject.
Da kutora pamusoro pekuzarurwa
kwaKristu. The revealing of Christ to Gentiles
kuzarurwa kwaKristu kumarudzi ekunze isu.
This is the book of John.
Iri bhuku raJohani.
And if you compare with other gospels,
ukarizanisa nemamwe mavhangeri mabhuku ana
Matthew, Mark, Luke.
Mateo, Mark na Luka.
This is completely different.
Iri rakatisiyanei nawose.
Because the Saint John has recorded many things which were not recorded by Matthew, Mark, Luke.
Nekuti Johani akanyora zvinhu zvakawandisa zvisina kurekodwa nana Mark nana Mateo na Luke.
If you go to the previous chapter,
ukaenda kuchapter ipamba
pamashure. That is the Saint John 3rd chapter.
John 3.
You will see there is a Nicodemus.
Muchaona pane
who was speaking with Jesus.
Pane munhu aita nezvopfuma aitaura na
Jesus. It was not recorded in other gospels.
Nicodemus aitaura na Jesus hazvina
kutaurwa. It was not recorded in other gospels.
Hazvina kurekodwa mune mamwe mavhangeri.
And also this fourth chapter.
Pa fourth chapter.
Which is Jesus is dealing with Samaritan woman.
Jesus akutaura nemudzimai weSamaria.
This also not recorded in other gospels.
Hana Mateo vese nana Luka havana kuzvinyora.
The book of John, the gospel of John is a very special book.
Evangelia ya John, bhuku raJohni, bhuku rakatsaurwa.
Which was not recorded in other gospels.
Raisingari rakasiyana nemama bhuku ese angasinga rekodi zvakasiyana.
Why it is like that?
Sei rakanyorwa rakadai.
Matthew, Mark, Luke.
Mateo, Marko na Luka.
They have written gospels.
Anga mama evangeli
akatoka. The life story of Jesus Christ.
Aitaura pamusoro pa Jesu Kristu.
And you will see the many things which were written in Matthew, you will see in Mark, in Luke also.
Zvizhinji zvakanyorwa muna Mateo unozowana muna Marko muna Luka ozvikanzi.
In vice versa, like in Luke you can see many things which was recorded in Luke, it was in Matthew in Mark also.
Kana muna Luka zvinhu zvakawanda zvakarekodwa
muno zviri muna Mateo. But the book of John is completely different.
Rajohani rakasiyana zvachose nemamwezi.
Because
nekuti
this book was written by
bhuku iri rakanyorwa
the prophet
nemuprofita. Amen.
Are you catching?
Murikuzvibata here?
Brother Branham says
Brother Branham vanoti
John is the prophet.
Johani muprofita
who has written the book of Revelation.
Akanyora bhuku riyara zvakazarurwa.
So John can go into the personal life of Jesus Christ.
Johani chapungu anopinda muupenyu waJesu Kristu.
Amen.
Amen.
Can you say amen for that one?
Amen here kune izvi.
These things
zvinhu izvi
was written by John.
Zvakanyorwa naJohani.
Which was not recorded in other gospels.
Zvisina kunyorwa kuna Mateo nana Luka.
Because John can go into the personal life of Jesus.
Nekuti Johani anopinda muupenyu waJesu Kristu.
Because John is a prophet.
Nekuti Johani muprofita chapungu.
And not only the prophet.
Kwete muprofita chete.
He is also symbolized as a bride.
Anoyemirira mwenga.
He represents as a bride. He types as a bride. Amen.
Amen.
Only bride can go into the personal life of Jesus Christ. Only Jesus can reveal
Jesus
his personal life to his bride only. That's the reason this thing about this Samaritan woman you will not find in any other gospel. And you know, almost in every message, prophet told about this woman. If you are a regular reader of the message of the
hour,
Brother Branham surely mentions about this woman. Because this woman is types to the seventh church age. Amen.
Amen.
Now Jesus, he has went to the Samaria, and it was the sixth hour. The sixth hour means it is afternoon
12 o'clock.
It was afternoon 12 o'clock. And Jesus was really weird with the journey. And he was sat on the well. You may be knowing that in Asian countries, the well will be outside of the town or the village. So in the morning, all the women will be coming to draw the water from the well. And in the evening also, all the women will come and draw the water. That is a tradition in Asian countries. You know, this Bible is completely depend on the traditions of Asia, which is our country. We know very well what is the well and how these women will go and how they will draw the water. Still there are many villages in our place, the same tradition is going on. So Jesus was sitting on that well, and he sent his disciples to the city to buy something for the food. And he was alone at that time, and it was a Jacob's well. We know what prophet says. Abraham represents faith.
Abraham.
Amen.
Amen.
Isaac represents love.
Isaka anomirira murao.
Jacob represents grace.
Jacob unyasha.
Joseph represents perfection.
Joseph anomirira kukwaniswa.
Now Jesus is sitting on the grace well.
Jesu agara patsime renyasha zvino.
He was sitting on the grace well.
Agara patsime renyasha Jesu.
And he's waiting for something.
Akamirira chimwe chinhu ipapo patsime renyasha.
Amen.
Amen.
Tonight God is waiting for something. Maybe in this congregation, God is waiting for you. He was sitting on the grace well now, and he's waiting for you now, that you have to come to that grace. Amen.
Amen.
Grace can come up to that level, and you have to come to that grace. Brother Branham says that when God takes one step, you have to take 10 steps to reach God. Amen.
Amen.
So Jesus was waiting, and there was a Samaritan woman, because that village belongs to Samaritans. So that Samaritan woman came to that well, and Jesus knows that she will come there. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus knows her timings. Jesus knows her life. Jesus knows her name. But the name was not written here, because God wants to put the name of you and me in that place. Amen.
Amen.
So Jesus was waiting for her. She came, And she's having some pot with her. She came to draw the water. And when Jesus saw her, he started talking with her. He said, "Give me to drink." When she heard the voice, she lifted up her eyes and saw that somebody was sitting on that well. And she asked like this, "How is it that being a Jew ask a drink of me, which I am a woman of Samaria?" She was telling that Jesus, that you are a Jew. How she recognized that Jesus is a Jew? How she recognized? Because Brother Branham says he was recognized by his dressing. Jesus wear the Jew's dress. You know, we Christians has to be recognized by our dressing. If anybody saw us, they have to tell that these are the real Christians. But today,
asi nasi,
we are seeing that they are claiming themselves as a Christian. And famous preachers' wives, completely putting that stuff on their, what it is called, on their, that all the stuff, makeups, cutting their hairs, and putting the high heels, going like this. How can anybody say that they are Christians? Acting like a worldly actors. Putting the half-naked dresses. Showing their body parts. Skin tight clothes. Showing the shape of the body. How can they say that they are Christians? They are not at all a Christian. You know, Brother Branham says, devils will be attracted by even by clothes also. It's true. Whatever you are wearing, it will attract the devil. If you are wearing half naked, then the devils will surely attract. Surely they will possess you. That lustful devils will possess you. But you do not know that one. You are aware of that one. But the devil is surely, it was possessed you.
Satan,
and today, even the men also, their hairstyle, their pants,
all right, sorry.
Their hairstyle, their pants. And many times, today's the fashion is that they have to show inner wear. They have to show inner wear. The pants will be this much low so that they can show their inner wear. That is the fashion today. But I will tell to them, if you want to show the inner wear, why don't you take out that inner wear and put on the pants? Like a Superman. Do you know Superman? He will wear the inner wear and up of the pants. That's true. By seeing that dress, she recognized that Jesus as a Jew. By seeing your dress, the world has to recognize that you are a Christian. Amen.
Amen.
That is true, sister. That is true, brother. You have to be recognized like that. Here, Jesus. He was recognized by that Samaritan woman that he is a Jew. First, she recognized him as a Jew by dressing. Amen?
Amen.
And she asked, how can you ask the drink to me? Because you Jews, very religious people, you don't take any water from other religions, other people. You are very religious. And you, how you are asking to give the drink to me? Then Jesus answered, if you know that who is asking you, you will ask the drink to him. Now it has become a reverse. Jesus was asking the drink. But now Jesus is turning his conversion that she has to ask the drink to him. Jesus knows how to converse with the people. And how to bring attention of those people to him. Amen.
Amen.
And he started his conversion with his conversation with a physical drink. Now he is turning his conversation from physical drink to spiritual drink. And Brother Branham says, why Jesus was talking with her? He wants to catch her spirit. He wants to see what her trouble. So that's the reason he was talking with her. So she said, okay, you don't have any pot, you don't have anything, how can you give the drink to me? Jesus said, if you drink this water, you will be thirst once again. But the water which I give you, you will be never be thirst. And when she heard that, she asked, okay, give me that drink. I want the drink. Because I'm coming from very far to draw the water from here. So give me the drink to me. Then Jesus said, go and call your husband and come here. What is the link between the water and the husband? See how he is taking his conversation. He is revealing himself to her. First he revealed himself as a Jew to her. Now he wants to reveal more than Jew. He was more than Jew. And he wants to reveal that also. That's the reason he was taking that conversation from physical drinking to spiritual drinking. And from spiritual drinking, he's telling that you call your husband. And she, innocent girl, she said that I don't have any husband. Jesus said, yes, you tell truth. You have 5 husbands. But now, the 6th one. He's also not your husband, because you never married her. You never married them. Amen.
Amen.
Actually, if anybody was there in that situation, they will become angry. Hey, what are you talking? How do you know that I have 5 husbands? How do you know that I have now 6th one is not my husband? I already told that I don't have any husband. But she is an elected seed. She responds correctly. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus knows that one.
Jesus anodoziva iyeyo.
A elected seed will respond correctly to the word of God.
Ariyato kudaira kwazvo musanangurwa.
Maybe the pastor will standing here.
The pastor anenge akamira
pano. Opening the word.
Ovhura shoko.
And preaching it.
Oparidza.
Maybe to some fellow it is going to strike it.
Kune mumwe rinosvika murova shoko iro.
He will not become angry.
Obva atoshatirwa.
But what he will do, you say, yes, Lord, that is true. Whatever you are told, it is true. He will not be angry. If somebody is becoming angry when they hear the word of God, then we have to check that is it an elected seed or not. Because elected seed, that election cannot be failed. The elected seed will respond positively to the word of God. Maybe that word will hurt you. Maybe the word will open your life. Maybe it will talk with you directly about your secret affairs, about other things, cheating, lying. But if you are a really elected person, surely you will accept that one. And you will repent for that one. And you will say, Lord, forgive me, Lord. I have done sin in thy sight, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
She's not angry. She said, yes, whatever you told it is the truth. Why Jesus was standing at Jacob's well, that was the afternoon 2 o'clock. Because she will come at 2 o'clock only. Because the village heads. The people who are heads in the village, they told to her, you can't go with other women to draw the water because your life is not good. And if you associate with our women, those women also will become like you. So you have to go after all the women draw the water. That's the reason Jesus was waiting there at 2 o'clock. And we know in the Bible numerology, Brother Branham says there is a meaning for every number. One is one God. Two is difference. Three is godliness. Four is redemption.
Four is redemption.
Amen. And 5 is grace.
5 inyasha.
6 is man's number.
6 number the one.
And 7 is the perfection.
7 kukwaniswa.
And 8 is the rapture.
8 kubutwa.
Amen.
Amen.
Because 8 people has been raptured. In the book of Genesis, 8 people has been raptured. In the chapter of 8. Amen. And 9 is the spiritual gifts or spiritual fruits. And 10 is the bride church. And 11 is the difference. And 12 is, it is a full government of Christ. Full government of Christ. Yeah, Christ full government. In the Old Testament, Jacob is having the 12 sons. In the New Testament, Jesus also elected 12 disciples. It was a full government of Christ. And 13 is the bad number. 39 is the healing.
13
By 39 stripes we were healed.
Alright, 39 number yakaipa zvore audi nezvamboko 39 takapodzwa.
And 40 is the judgment.
40 zvore yakutongwa. 39
because 40 days and nights the rain came.
Nekuti 40 days nema usiku.
And 50 is the redemption.
50 rudzikinuro.
That is the Pentecost.
Ndo Pentecost.
So now Jesus was standing on the standing at that well. That Jacob's well, afternoon 2 o'clock. Because he knows that she will come. And when she comes, he started talking with her. Now the conversation came that Jesus revealed her life. You know, it is not revealing of her life. Brother Branham says, it was Jesus revealing himself to her. Amen.
Amen.
It was Jesus revealing himself to her. First, she recognized that Jesus as a Jew. Now, the conversation came about the husband. When Jesus revealed her secret life, and she has said like this, I perceive that you are a prophet. Amen.
Amen.
From Jew, now Jesus has become a prophet. What is Jesus doing? He's opening himself. He's revealing himself to that Samaritan woman. He's revealing himself. But actually, we are thinking that Jesus was revealing her. No. Jesus is revealing himself to her. Now she was recognizing him as a prophet. Amen.
Amen.
She said that you are a prophet. Because you are telling the secrets of the life. A prophet can only tell the secrets of the life. Nobody can tell that one. Amen.
Amen.
And she was confessing. Yes, whatever you are told, it is true. And I see that you are a prophet. That is not enough to Jesus now. That is not enough. He wants to reveal more to her. He wants to reveal more to her. So that's the reason. Now the conversation is gone to the worship. Amen.
Amen.
From drink to husband, from husband to worship. Amen.
Amen.
Now the conversation has gone to the to worship. She started asking the questions. What about worship? You Jews will be telling that the worship place is in Jerusalem. But we believe that the worship is on that mountain. So where is the real worship place? And Jesus started telling like this. When the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh us to worship him. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. She heard a very new doctrine. It's a new doctrine about the worship. She expected that the answer will come. Maybe on this mountain you can worship. Maybe in Jerusalem you can worship. But Jesus was giving a strange answer to her. You will not worship here, you will not worship there. Because God is a spirit. And the true worshipper will worship God in spirit and in truth. When she got a revelation about worship, when she got a revelation about worship, and she said like this, I know when Messiah comes, when Christ comes, he will reveal the truth about the worship. About the worship. Amen. Then Jesus said, that is I am who talking with you. Which is the final revelation to her. Which is the final revelation to her. Amen.
Amen.
First he was revealed as a Jew. Then he was revealed as a prophet. Then he was revealed as a Christ. As a prophet, as a Christ, as a Messiah.
Christ, Messiah.
And that woman, she was born again there only. When Jesus revealed himself, then she was born again. Yes, she was born again there. Immediately she went back to her home, to her village, to her city, and started testifying about Jesus. Because her life was changed now. She was born again there. When the person will receive the new birth, he will start testifying about Jesus. He will be a testimony to Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And when you will receive the new birth, in the revelation of the word of God, when God opens the word to you, then only you will get the new birth. When God opens the word, Jesus is the word. In the beginning was the word. Word was with God. And word was God. And word became flesh. And dwelt among us. Jesus was the word. And when Jesus opened, when the word was opened to us, she recognized who Jesus is. And when she recognized who Jesus is, then she got a new birth there. The mystery of new birth. A person will get the new birth when the old will open to him. Without opening up the word, the person cannot receive the new birth. That's the reason these old denominations, they can't receive the new birth. They cannot be born again because there is no revelation of the word there. Amen.
Amen.
Here Jesus, first recognized as a Jew, and then he was recognized as a prophet, then he was recognized as a Christ. It was revealing of Jesus to that Samaritan woman, In the first coming, he revealed himself to Jews and to Samaritans. And in the second coming, he is revealing himself to Gentiles. In the same way, first we recognize him as a Kentucky man. Are you catching? He's a Kentucky man. Amen. Then after we recognize him as a prophet. Then after we recognize that is not Brother Branham. That was Christ. He is revealing in the same way. In the first coming, how he was revealed. In the same way. In the second coming also, he was revealing in the same way. But it is not Samaritan woman, but it is now Gentile woman. Amen.
Amen.
He's revealing himself. You know, when Jesus opens himself, that is the revealing of the word. What will happen? There is a mystery which was in Jesus. Jesus not only want to reveal himself, but he want to reveal something other also. That is the mysterious part which was hid in Christ. Are you catching? Please try to get my point. Jesus, when he was opening his vote, when he was revealing himself, when he's opening his seal, it is not only that Jesus is revealing, but there is something that he wants to reveal also, which was hid in Christ. That is the elected seed. You are the elected seed before the foundation of the world. And you are in Christ before the foundation of the world. God elected you before the foundation of the world. Where he has elected in Jesus, in Jesus Christ. So you are the mysterious part who was in Jesus Christ. So when Jesus is opening his
seal,
when Jesus is opening his word, not only Jesus was revealed, but you also revealed. Amen, hallelujah.
Amen, hallelujah.
You are the mysterious point. You are the mystery before the foundation of the world. According to the dream of the
Junior Jackson,
the light has never came upon that. Until now, the light has never came upon that. And what is the ministry of Brother Branham? To reveal Jesus, to reveal Messiah, to reveal
Christ,
not only to reveal Christ, but there is something in Christ, which is a mystery. Until now, the light has not fallen on that. Until now, the light has not fallen on that. And that is the mystery of God to be finished. Revelation 10:7 says, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin the sounding of the trumpet. Amen.
Amen.
The mystery of God. What is the mystery of God? The mystery of God is Christ. And the mystery of Christ is bride. The mystery of God is the mystery of God is Christ. The mystery of God is Christ. And the mystery of Christ is the bride. When Jesus opens the
world,
when he himself opens, when he reveals himself, the first thing will that the mystery of God will be revealed. That is Jesus Christ. Then the next thing, the person who was getting the revelation, the person who is receiving the revelation, that person will be revealed.
It
is Christ Jesus. That is the ministry of the prophet. And it is already finished. It's already finished. No more mysteries. No more eighth angel. No more thunders. No more. Because the mystery is finished. Christ is the mystery of God. And the bride is the mystery of Christ. And when God reveals himself, first he will reveal as a Christ. And when he reveals as a Christ, then you will be revealed in that one. And when you reveal in that one, you will receive the new birth there. You will receive the new birth. That is the ministry of the prophet. Here,
amen.
Revealing to the Samaritan woman that was in the first coming of Christ. Now, in the second coming of Christ, revealing himself to the Gentile woman. Amen.
Amen.
So, Jesus is revealing himself now to us.
Jesu ari kuzvizarura zvino kwatiri.
Like in the first coming,
sekamuyiro akaita pakutanga.
He is revealing himself to individual.
Ku
to individual. He is revealing himself to individual.
All right, ari kuzvizarura kudunga munhu mumwe nemumwe.
Not as a group.
Kwete seboka resaiwa.
Are you catching?
Murikuzvibata.
To individual.
Kune dunga munhu mumwe nemumwe. One one.
Amen.
Amen.
He was revealing himself to
individuals.
He went to Galilee. And he spoke with
Simon.
He said, your name will be called as a Peter. Your father's name is Barjona. Follow me. Individually. He was revealing himself. The businessman, Jacob's businessman. Individually he was revealing. In the first coming, in the same way, in the second coming also, he was revealing individually. Amen.
Amen.
That's the reason. In your family, maybe you are the only person who accepted this message of the hour. Because that was God revealing to you. God has given grace to you. He has elected you before the foundation of the world. And Jesus personally revealing himself to you. That's the reason in your whole family, you are the only person who was born again, accepted this message of the hour, came into this light of the hour. Amen.
Amen.
You are the only person. Because God is revealing himself to. And he is revealing to all the bride members. In the whole nations. He is revealing himself now. If you come to India. There also Jesus is doing same works. If you go to Europe. There also Jesus is doing the same
works.
Everywhere same testimonies. Everywhere same things are happening. Why? Because. This ministry is an universal ministry. The Messiah, the mighty angel, came down in 1963 and is revealing himself to us. As a headstone he came down. As a capstone he came down. And he was revealing himself to his body. And if you see,
Kaona,
Jesus shown this revealing in the Old Testament also. Amen. I think I have some 15-20 minutes. That's
the
reason I'm hesitating to go that subject. Okay. In the Old Testament, Brother Branham says, it is all the types to the New Testament. Whatever happens in the Old
Testament,
it's a type to, it's a foreshadow to New
Testament.
So let me take one character. The name is Joseph.
Amen.
We know Joseph. He was a dream boy. He was a dreamer. Spiritual man. And he was hated by his brothers. Loved by his father. And he was sold out. Almost 30 pieces of silver. And he was in Egypt. As a slave. And he was accused and put it in a jail also. But God, by his grace, God take him out from the jail. And he was the right hand to the Pharaoh. Amen.
Amen.
It is all typologies to the ministry of Jesus Christ. I don't want to go into that part. Because the time permits not me. But I want to go main part now. Which is very important thing. And you have to be very careful to cast this point. And I believe if you already heard from your pastor. But still these things will stimulate you. There the Joseph was revealing himself to his brethren. I want to take that part now. There the Joseph is revealing his the real identity of his life.
Joseph to
his brethren. So when that thing is happening, we know Brother Branham says Joseph typologizes Christ.
Joseph amufananidzo wa Christ.
And all those brethren, they are shadow to the
144,000.
144,000 Jews. It was in Revelation 7.
144,000
people. They are the Jews who are coming from 12 tribes.
12,000.
So like that, if you count it, it will be 144,000 people.
12,000 by 12, 144,000.
Amen.
Amen.
And Joseph was revealing himself to his brethren, that is to 144,000 Jews, which is a typology. It will happen in the sixth seal. We are right now on the fourth and fifth seal. And the bride will be gone in the fourth and fifth seal. Then the sixth seal will start, and Joseph will reveal himself to his brethren. Here is Joseph, is Jesus, and the brethren are the 144,000 Jews. But I got a very, very strange thing in my mind when I was preaching on seals in my church. I got a strange thing in my mind. What is that means? Brother Branham says, seals is for Gentiles.
Six in number,
seals.
It
is for the Gentile bride. Is it right? And trumpets is for the Jews. Many times he was telling about that statement. Then I got a thought when I was preaching on fifth seal. If the seals belongs to Gentile brides, then why 144,000 Jews came into the seals?
144,000
Are you catching? Why 144,000 Jews?
Say
144,000
Judah.
They are coming into the seals.
Because
the seals are for the bride. It is for the Gentiles. Then what is the link between the 144,000 Jews and to the Gentile
bride?
When I got it and started praying, and I was reading the message, I was reading the seals, and I was reading some other messages, then God has revealed what prophet has told. It is not a new revelation, but it is the word prophet has already revealed in the message. And I want to take this one, especially in these last days. We know the prophet came on this earth in 1909. But Laodicean Church Age has started at 1906. And we know how Laodicean Church Age started with Pentecostal movement. 1906 in the United States of America. It was in the California,
Los Angeles, California,
and in Azusa Street, when the William Seymour
William Seymour.
He was an American Negro.
Anga ari mu Negro mu American.
And when they are doing prayer,
Pavainamata ikoko,
the Holy Spirit fell on them.
Mweyamtsene wakawapavana.
Just like in the Pentecost.
Sepa Pentecost pai.
And there the Pentecostal movement has started.
Ipapo ndo pakataka kufamba kwechipentecost.
At that time many leaders
of
the Pentecostal movement,
veikufamba kwechipentecost,
they were baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Vakabhabhatidzwa nemweyamtsene.
In that Azusa Street. So the Pentecostal movement was going on. In 1906, the Liberation Church Age has started with Pentecostal movement. In 1946, that was the 40 years that Pentecostal movement has been completely collapsed. It was the one generation. That was the Pentecostal movement generation. When it was 1946, the seventh church age messenger in old Green Mill, when he was praying, the angel of God came to him with having a commission and telling that what is his future ministry, the misunderstanding of his life, and revealing many things in his life. Then in 1946, the seventh star, seventh church age messenger, started his worldwide ministry. Amen.
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 Are you catching what I'm saying? In 1946. What happened in 1906 to 1946? It was a Pentecostal movement. But the prophet says there was a fifth trumpet was blown in
1914.
It was in the Revelation, the book of Revelation, 8th chapter. It was a fifth trumpet.
8th, 9th
chapter. It was a fifth trumpet. It was blown. That is the First World War.
Amen?
Amen.
1914 to 1918.
That was the First World War.
You
know why First World War came? Our prophet Branham says,
Prophetic brother Branham,
it was because of Jews. It was because of Jews. Because of Jews, the fifth trumpet, first war, that was the first world war. And after that, in 1945 to 1945, it was the second world war. That was the second trumpet. Sixth trumpet, second war. That was the sixth trumpet, second war.
And
by this sixth trumpet, the Jews was got what it is called, brother? They have redeemed. Redeemed means bringing back to
Israel.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We know Jews, they have lost their land 1900 years back. In AD 70, it was Titus, the general,
Roman general. Titus, the general.
He captured the Jerusalem. And he killed every Jew. And the few Jews, they were scattered into the whole world. And from 1900 years, they are waiting. Actually, they lost their democracy in 2500 years ago, when it is in the days of Jeremiah. But in 1946,
UNO,
United Nations Organization, they declared the Jews, they can return back to their land. The Jews can go back to their land. After 1900 years, why all these things are happening in this
Laodicean
church. Why this, all these things are happening? Because God is ready to reveal himself to Gentile brides before revealing himself to Jews. Amen. Because in Daniel 70 weeks,
70 weeks of Daniel.
There is a last half week is remained for the Jews. And Jesus is going to reveal himself to them.
He
is going to give once again a chance to them. And according to the word, 144,000 Jews is going to be saved in that ministry.
144,000.
That was the Daniel 70th week. That is the last half week. Amen.
Amen.
So God is preparing these Jews to go back to their homeland. Why God is preparing them? Because in Matthew
24,
Jesus was giving a sign of his coming. He said one thing there. And I want to show you that one. That was
St.
Matthew 24.
Matthew 24.
32. 24:32.
Matthew 24:32. Dzidzai pamuonde munofananidzo. Alright, sorry. Dzidzai pamuonde mufananidzo wawo. Kana davi rawo rava nyoro mashizha achitunga, munoziva kuti zhizha rava pedyo.
Here Jesus is speaking about the parable of the fig tree.
We
know in the Bible fig tree represents the Israel. And Jesus says that when the Israel, the fig tree, put forth leaves, then you shall know the summer is nigh. He was talking about the Jews, about Israelites, that Israel, they are once again, they are going to be into their homeland, and which is a sign of the second coming of Christ. So in 1945, from 1941 to 1945, sixth trumpet blown, second war, Second war happened, and the Jews go, and the Jews has started going back to their homeland. And when they are going there, at the same time, God is visiting the seventh angel. God is visiting the seventh angel. That is our prophet William Branham. Because the natural types are spiritual. The natural Jews were going back to the natural land. And there are spiritual Jews. They have to go back to the spiritual land. For the natural Jews, in Revelation 11, God is going to send the two witnesses to them. One is the Moses, another one is Elijah. And those two ministers, and that Moses and Elijah, by their ministry, the Jews are going to be saved. Amen?
Amen.
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 In the same way, in the spiritual Jews, which is the Gentile bride, God sent the prophet Elijah and Moses and Elijah's ministry. We know we are in the third Exodus. Amen.
Amen.
First Exodus, it was Israelites, natural Israelites. And the prophet was Moses. And they have came out from Egypt, natural land to natural land. Amen?
Amen.
And the second Exodus, that was in the time of Jesus, same, it was also Israelites. And they came out from Judaism to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
And the third Exodus, are you catching what I'm saying? And the third Exodus, now this time is a spiritual Jews. It is a Gentile bride. And who is the prophet of this third Exodus? Brother William Branham.
Brother William Marion Branham.
Amen.
Amen.
And we are going from baptism of the Holy Ghost to the new body. From baptism of the Holy Ghost to the new body. Amen.
Amen.
So we got a ministry of Moses. We got a ministry of Elijah. Are you catching? Amen.
Amen.
Same thing it happens in the seventh trumpet. Six trumpets were finished for the Jews. Now the seventh trumpet, it is going to be blowing them. When the bride goes up, when the bride rapture, then the seventh trumpet will be blown there. Amen.
Amen.
And the two prophets will come there. Moses and Elijah will come there and minister the word to them. 144,000 Jews will be saved.
And 44,000 Majuda.
So whatever happening in the seventh trumpet to the Jews, it is right now happening on the seventh seal to the Gentiles. Under the seventh seal, we got Elijah and Moses. Amen?
Amen.
Are you catching what I'm saying? We got Elijah and Moses. And Elijah Moses ministry. Moses Elijah's ministry saved the elected one. Amen?
Amen.
Now, when Moses and Elijah appeared to Jews, Brother Branham says, after their ministry, Jesus will appear to them. Jesus will reveal himself to them. Amen.
Amen.
Just like Joseph revealed himself to his brethren. Okay? Are you catching? Are you catching? In the same way, under the seventh seal, Moses, Elijah's ministry, we were saved.
You know,
the elect bride has been saved. But there has to be a Christ, Joseph. He has to reveal to Gentiles also. Because whatever happening under the seventh trumpet to Jews, it has to be happened to Gentiles under the seventh seal. Are you catching? Okay.
Amen.
It is typology of Joseph, which was revealing himself to his brethren. We know the story. I don't need to go very detail on that one, because we know very well about that story in the Bible. Joseph never revealed himself when those 10 brothers came to him. He never revealed himself. He know Hebrew. He can talk Hebrew. He was taking an interpreter and talking with them. Talking in the tongues. The tongues is for the Pentecost. Tongues is for the Pentecost. Jesus never revealed in the Pentecostal moment. Joseph cannot reveal himself to those brethren until Benjamin appeared.
Amen.
Amen. When Joseph saw the Benjamin, he was so much. He was so much stimulated. And he started crying. And he didn't speak in tongues. He started speaking with their own language. Amen.
Amen.
And he was revealing himself. And he was telling, I am
Joseph.
I am your
Joseph.
Amen.
Amen.
When this last group appeared after the Pentecostal movement, when this last group is appeared, Benjamin appeared in 1963. God was unable to bear it. He came down, revealing himself to Benjamin group. To 144,000
Jews.
Amen.
Amen.
Not by talking with tongues, by speaking with his own language.
Which
only the bride can understand. Only bride can understand that language. Amen.
Amen.
He started revealing himself. That's the reason
144,000
came into the seals. Because they are tied to us. Amen.
Amen.
They are tied to us. 144,000, which is Benjamin.
Benjamin,
when he appeared, Joseph is unable to bear it. He started crying. He's revealing himself to them. When this Benjamin group came, he started revealing. Now Joseph is revealing himself to bride. Are you catching? That's the reason. In the seals, 144,000 Jews came. Actually it belongs to us. Actually the seals are belongs to us.
The Gentiles.
But why God put them there? Because God wants to show you that he was revealing himself to you under the fifth seal. Under the fifth seal, he was revealing himself to
Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
You are very nice congregation. God bless you. You are a very good congregation. God bless you. I have to stop somewhere. The revealing of Christ to the Gentiles. In 1963, he started revealing himself by seeing the Benjamin group. By seeing the Benjamin. By seeing 144,000 spiritual Jews. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all. My problem is that if I start the message, I cannot stop the message. it is everybody's problem. Even the pastor Chesa's problem. Because our message is a very big, huge message. God bless you.
Amen.
The Lord willing, we will see once again. Thank you, Pastor, for giving the time.
Bless you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.